How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. We have great support out here, so it's been pretty comfortable so far, and just a great crowd. So I think we're really getting our message out, which is nice.
What's the name of your affinity group?
I work with Freedom Rising Affinity Group.
How many of you are locked down right now? Talk to my radio audience and describe where you are and what you're doing.
There are about, I guess, 20 of us locked down in the federal building in Oakland. And it came out of the idea that we need to really take a strong stand to stop military aid support to Israel. And as an American, I'm just ashamed that my tax dollars are sent to harm innocent people all over the world. As a Jew, I'm ashamed that we're changing our history by becoming the oppressor and not the oppressed. So it's a really, for me, it's a really important moment to get our message out and take a strong stand.
I was just in the Judy Berry trial. What are the connections? I mean, here we are locked down, taking 12 years to sue the FBI for justice.
What makes me proud is that we come from an amazingly long history of activists who continue to stand their ground and fight for things like peace and justice. And that to me, so many years later, it's sad that we still have to sit down and lock ourselves together to get a message out that says we want peace in the world. We want people to eat. We don't want innocent people to die. I think we're pretty lucky to have people like Judy Berry in the world who were so willing to stand up and risk her own life, and we're continuing that history until something begins to change, and I think slowly it is.
We are sitting here together, brothers and sisters, in solidarity. Let's do it, Notre Dame. When they spend U.S. tax dollars to buy F-16s that are used to bomb civilians and refugee camps, we say,
ooh, we got a lockdown.
Not in our name.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When they spend U.S. tax dollars,
20 people locked down around the pillars in the atrium of the Oakland Federal Building.
Blocks, we say,
not in our name.
When they spend U.S. tax dollars to buy giant bulldozers that destroy house after house, we say,
not in our name.
When they spend U.S. tax dollars to man checkpoints that exist to humiliate the population, preventing them from getting to work, visiting relatives, going to the hospital, and moving freely as all should have the right to do, we say,
not in our name.
To torture, we say,
not in our
name. To labeling all Palestinians as terrorists, we say,
not in our name.
To Sharon of the bulldozer, we say,
not in our name.
To Bush, who calls for a land of peace, we say,
not in our name.
To Powell, who speaks of the urgency of this trip and it takes a week to get there, we say,
not in our name.
I was going to read a piece that was written by Clara Shihada, who's a 14-year-old living in Beit Jala on the outskirts of Bethlehem. It's a silent night. The pale moon is shining on our sad town. The stars are twinkling brightly in the clear sky. The sound of bells joining the evening prayer are rising up high to heaven, and we are sitting in the dining room having supper. Suddenly a red shade covers the moon. The light is extinguished and all the house is shaking. The sound of shooting, the impact of rockets and the explosion of bombs, followed by the screams of people. The crackling of flames and the sirens of ambulances break into the silence of the night. We are completely scared, our whole bodies are trembling, and our hearts are crying. My parents are searching for a place to hide. After perplexing for a while, they decide to take refuge in our basement. We rush out into the red dust and smoke, passing through the shooting. The cold wind blows into our hot faces. Suddenly, a red bullet passes near my sister's back. It could have killed her, but God's angels are surrounding us. Terrified and stricken, we get to the small old door, and my father decides on a corner, hoping that his heart has led him to the right decision. With pain in our hearts and tears in our eyes, we sit on the cold floor, huddling under an old blanket. My mother is hugging my sister.
By my life be I spirit, and by my heart be I
Yeah. One, we're suing the FBI, and the FBI has expanded its territory out of domestic security and is giving advice to nations all over the world, including Israel, as well as other places. And I think it's just absolutely disgraceful that we've got an FBI that's out there exporting oppression from this nation. It's bad enough they're oppressing us here, but they're exporting it as well. And so I do feel like suing the FBI is also connected to the whole Israeli-Palestinian situation. I also want to say that I'm Jewish by descent, and it's just very embarrassing and shameful for me to watch, you know, the Israeli state. I just find it inexcusable. And so I hope and pray for a Palestinian state, and I hope and pray that the United States stops sending its guns and weapons to anybody, completely disregarding human rights in exchange for the greasy dollar bill. I think it's embarrassingly evident that that they're testifying like that, just as I think it's embarrassingly evident when Sharon and the Israeli government try to make excuses and don't either seem to recognize how they look to the rest of the world, or worse, don't seem to care. Because the FBI and the current Israeli government kind of feel like they can act with impunity. Like, even if we all see through it, it doesn't matter because they've got the guns and the weapons, so the hell with all of you. But that's what part of what we're doing is about. It's about bringing people together, about educating people, about raising consciousness, and about connecting the issues so we all understand that we're standing together. And one day, we'll all be standing together, and there'll be like three guys over there with all the money and the guns, and we'll realize at that moment that we can just take that away from them and live in a world of equality and peace. So it's really good to see you all here. You're looking wonderfully. And I'm here with you in spirit and in solidarity, as I know that you're up there in the courtroom with us in spirit and solidarity. May peace prevail on earth. Earth first.